Online. Online trading.
From the Renters Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee is concerned about the idea that data from government phone surveillance might be stored by somebody other than the government. Democrat Dianne Feinstein tells NBC-TV's Meet the Press.
I think that's a very difficult thing because the whole purpose of this program is to provide instantaneous information to be able to disrupt any plot that may be taking place.
Feinstein went on to say she doesn't think the NSA surveillance will be shut down despite its critics, in part because President Obama values it. Afghanistan's president says the U.S. can no longer carry out military operations or airstrikes and has to jumpstart peace talks with the Taliban before his country will sign a security deal to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan after this year. This is SRN News.
Are you looking for a new radio station playing the best contemporary Christian music that's safe for the whole family? Then let us introduce you to TheFishTwinCities.com, an internet-only radio station with a positive and uplifting message. Tell a friend and go fish with us today. It's TheFishTwinCities.com. Safe for the whole family, online at TheFishTwinCities.com. Download our mobile app and start fishing right now. TheFishTwinCities.com. Safe for the whole family.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-337-9908.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-337-9908. That's 1-800-337-9908.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attention. VaporMate is currently seeking smokers who want to take advantage of a free offer. But first, you must answer yes to one or more of the following questions. Are you concerned about the cost of cigarettes? Concerned about the inconvenience of having to smoke outside? Are you wanting to cut back on smoking? Concerned about the risks to your health? Then you're eligible to receive the VaporMate e-cig kit for free. Simply call 1-800-940-5795. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like the real thing, smokes like the real thing, and best of all, it calms you down like a relaxing smoke should. Call in the next 30 minutes and claim your free VaporMate. That's a $129 value for free. If you're a smoker and answered yes to at least one of our questions, you're eligible for this free radio-only offer. Call this number now, 1-800-940-5795. Get the amazing details at 1-800-940-5795. 1-800-940-5795.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good afternoon, Patriot listeners, and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup. As always, we're broadcasting live from the BlueNet Studios here in Eagan, Minnesota. I'm Paul Drangied, one of your co-hosts, along with Adam Witke. We're both from BlueNet, an IT consulting and managed services firm. Without further delay, I'd like to turn it over to our esteemed host, president and founder of Telco Warehouse, Mr. Charlie Burrell.
Thank you very much for that fantastic intro. We're kind of doing some testing here as my wife and I, and Paul, thank you for doing that. We kind of just tested out the introduction here because my wife and I are expecting our little baby boy here to be born anytime soon, and we have to kind of obviously plan ahead for being live in the show, so we're kind of giving some of those duties over to the BlueNet group to do an introduction and get us into the mix of things. So, Paul, thank you very much. Well, I wanted to kind of start off here and kind of give an update. You know, over the last couple weeks, we've talked a lot about fiber connectivity for businesses and some of the advantages of having fiber connectivity, the reliability, and also the cost structure. And for Patriot listeners, I wanted to give an update on a new fiber ring that... Do you guys know where the Air Lake Airport is in Lakeville?
Yes, I do, Charlie.
Have you ever driven past? Do you have customers out there?
I've actually flown in and out of Air Lake.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, there you go. It's a huge industrial park, and for those that have businesses over there, we have clients over there as well. You have, you know, Dick Sanitation, Uponor, some of these larger, and it's a big manufacturing area.
Yeah, there's a business park right there next to the airport that kind of surrounds,
yep.
Or I should say on the once, what is it, the north side of the airport.
Anybody on County Road 70, 215th, you know, that, there's probably about 100 different businesses there. There's a new fiber optic ring with one of our local providers, and this is kind of cool because... You know, predominantly those businesses have been tied to Frontier Communications and sort of landlocked as far as choices for phone internet connectivity. Well, now there's fiber. So the reality is that you now have choices for the ultimate level of connectivity. Again, if you have a business, this is directly related to anybody in that jobs park, that Air Lake Airport. And not only that, but if you take, you know where Jeff Belzer's is there on the corner?
Absolutely.
If you take County Road 50, just a little bit heading towards into Farmington, there's another jobs park kind of right across the street from McDonald's there. That's where the fibers, that ring, actually ends. So if you have a business and you're part of this and you've been frustrated with connectivity, you've looked around for options, now we have a phenomenal opportunity with fiber optic. We can attack, you know, we can put phone service on top of that. But give us a call if you're in this business. This sounds like something of an interest. You can call me at 952-513-2149. You can email me, charlie@telcowarehouse.com, and we'd be more than happy to sit down and kind of look at some of these alternatives for business. So, guys, we wanted to kind of bring up a topic that I think is very, very important in any organization, whether small or medium size. That happens to organizations as far as their infrastructure, and that is what happens when you're moving your business. Guys, you deal with this a lot, do you not?
It's a huge issue. You know, obviously dealing with your phone, your internet, your connectivity, but then also picking up and moving that equipment, your servers, your workstations, and are they going to survive the move? Are there going to be problems getting it up and running in the new location?
And I'm going to actually add not only moving, but let's say expanding. You're adding a second location because
it's
almost the same step.
It's the
same very
thing.
Similar.
Yep.
So you're adding a second location. Maybe you're even expanding an existing location. Similar conditions exist.
You know, for those that have moved their business, I mean, there's a million things that you have to worry about. But one of the stages, we're going to call this the best practices of moving, is really making sure that when you open up the doors in that new location, you're up and live, that your just a moment here. I think we were just losing connectivity. Are we back? Okay. Kind of the best practices of being able to, you know, make sure that this gets done smoothly in an efficient manner. So we're going to talk about the different types of strategies that we advise our clients on, and as well as the IT infrastructure that you guys advise their clients on how to make sure that this gets done. Because it's not just picking up your equipment and moving over. Let's talk about strategy number one, planning ahead. Guys, what are your thoughts on that?
Paul and I, and I know Charlie is as well, we've been involved in many moves. Including our own. And I've seen two schools of thought. There's the school of thought where they literally pick up and move with no thought, or it's very short timing. It's we're moving in, you know, 6 weeks, and now they're getting all the vendors involved.
Sure.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea.
We've also seen it where we start getting involved a year ahead of time, where the customer is, we're expanding or we're moving in 12 months or 13 months, and we now need to start preparing. And there's a lot of things that go into moving. And I always say, you know, that 12 to 13, again, depending upon the size of your business, but that 12 to 13 month buffer, if you have a mid-sized business, is really quite necessary.
I've literally have gotten a call on a Friday afternoon where the customer says we're moving next week and we need to move our services. And if that's something that you guys have procrastinated out in the audience, it is just a terrible idea, because first of all, there's so many things that go into moving. Number portability, can your current provider service these locations? There's just all sorts of things, and we're going to talk about that.
Well, do you want to really blindly re-sign a bunch of contracts? Maybe this is your opportunity to review those providers. And obviously, your new location might not have the same providers.
So the first thing that we have is planning ahead. And Adam, I know that you had said even as far as 12 months. Let's just talk your traditional day-to-day type of business. Give us 60 to 90 days.
Yeah. For telecom, it's definitely a 60 to 90-day window to get circuits in place, moved, built, provisioned, turned up.
If you have a T1 service and you want to continue that to the new location, at minimum, you're going to need 30 days for that new service provider to drop in that loop and get a T1 connectivity to the new location.
Now, that's pending. Let's say you're in a location where there needs to be some build-out done, where that
I'm going to give
90
an example.
Days needs to be pushed out even further.
I'm going to give an example of that.
Perfect.
We had a customer that was in Forest Lake. They were a manufacturing firm. They had called December 1st that they were moving to North Branch. In this particular example, the client said, I'm moving and I need connectivity sometime around Christmas, and can you help me out? Well, first of all, what we did was not only did the current provider that he had in that location in Forest Lake was not able to provide service, they couldn't actually bring over his current telephone numbers. But because we had at least 30 days of timing, we had enough, you know, in time to actually to come up with a strategy. And what we did was we ordered up new service with a new provider. We ordered up the DSL connection for the customer that was installed on time. And we found a workaround for his number portability so that the customer would actually receive phone calls on his old telephone line or telephone number, which was in a different rate code. So planning ahead is extremely important, giving us and the provider enough time to get that service in there. If you guys have you thought about moving or you're currently moving, it's a great time to evaluate your services. Give us a call. We can talk about some of these strategies. 651-289-4488. That's the studio call-in number. 651-289-4488. Or you could text in the studio. We're here live today. 651-243-0390. How about strategy number two instead of planning? How about getting everybody involved?
Yeah, that's another critical thing, Charlie. There's more people than you think. I've got an idea of all the vendors that you might need to think of. There's your IT vendor, your low voltage vendor, which does your cabling. There might be a high voltage vendor, electrical, furniture people, voice partners, telecom partners. There might be specialty equipment manufacturers.
Security systems, for example.
Security systems.
Cameras.
Let's say you're in a
copier.
Warehouse, you know.
Hold that thought, guys. Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about moving your business. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
Hey,
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Tired of the same old event for your business team? Go XL. Brunswick Zone XL in Brooklyn Park. You'll love Brunswick Zone's proven team-building program led by trained Brunswick facilitators. They've got the space, state-of-the-art AV, and Wi-Fi to handle your needs. XL Fun awaits your group in their huge video arcade, bumper cars, billiards, bowling, and a brand-new mind-blowing laser tag course. Brunswick Zone XL plans every detail, including food, from their on-site grill. Whether it's a business meeting for 10 to 1,000, call Brunswick Zone XL Brooklyn Park. Fun so big, we call it XL. Online at boldbrunswick.com.
We are proud, enduring, tough. We put up with the bad because we focus on the good. Whether negative 60 or 110, we are here, trudging forward. So come on, elements, give us your best shot. We dare you. We are Minnesotans. And for 36 years, Dave's Floor Sanding and Installation has been standing right there with you. When you built your first house, opened your business, set up the nursery, Dave's is who you called for all of your flooring needs. That's because you know that their floors are as tough as the people who walk on them. With all the time winter is making you spend inside lately, Dave's Floor Sanding and Installation wants to make sure you love your floors and that they are built to last for many frigid winters, many muddy springs, many humid summers, and far too short falls, which is why they're offering you 15% off your flooring needs in January. Call Dave's at 763-784-3000 and get your floors up to Minnesotan standards today. 763-784-3000 or online at davesfloorsanding.com.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. Before the break, we were having some conversations about what things can you do to make your business move a little more smooth. How can you make sure that that day you show up at your new location, that everything's up and running, and you're not left hanging or missed some critical pieces to make sure your business is functional. We are live in the studio. If you want to discuss this or have some more questions, please give us a call, 651-289-4488, or you can always text in your questions at 651-243-0390. Before the break, we were getting into a little more detail on what are some of those pieces that maybe you haven't thought about or maybe you forgot to add to the list.
Absolutely.
If you are having a move in your business in the next year, this would be these are some great things that we would like to discuss in a little more detail. And how do we avoid some of those pitfalls?
Well, we kind of broke this down into a number of strategies. The first one we had talked about was planning ahead. The second strategy is getting everybody involved in that. And we had listed off different vendors that we had talked about, the phone vendor, your current telco company, your IT person or company. Getting everybody on the same page that when you open up the doors, you're in good standing. One of the most important things that we see too is, can your current service provider service you at the new location, or if they can't, can the new service provider port over your telephone numbers? Let's use a real life example, guys. You know, we're here in Eagan. This is a predominantly Quest or CenturyLink local area exchange. And let's say that we had a business here in Eagan and we were moving to the Lakeville Jobs Park, right? The Lakeville.
Absolutely, yes.
What happens there is you're crossing over into a Frontier LEC or a Frontier predominant copper area. And so you're crossing over these rate centers where number portability becomes very difficult. And so if your current provider here is CenturyLink, and now they're going to be moving over to this Frontier area, can the provider actually service and keep your telephone number? That's very, very critical in businesses is keeping their telephone numbers. Their customers can't get a hold of you if the phone doesn't ring.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, when BlueNet moved, about 2 years ago, Paul, we ran into the same scenario, actually. We crossed over not only from a different area code, but also to a different rate center, as Charlie's describing. Not only that, the area we chose, and we did a lot of investigation, actually had poor connectivity, and we were actually going to actually exclude the location until we actually started working with Velocity. And they were able to actually build in construction and pull fiber to that area. It was actually already on their radar to do that.
Sure.
And we kind of helped drive that need for them to actually build out that area.
You became the central hub for that carrier to come in and actually help out your neighbors with connectivity.
Exactly. Now, of course, to keep our phone numbers rolling, we did have to get an expansion service.
New market expansion line, yep, to basically allow the portability of that number.
So one of the things, and I had mentioned about this client that we had in Forest Lake, I'm just using that because that was a recent move. That particular customer was using a carrier, TDS Telecom. And not only did TDS not able to port to the new number, they weren't able to service at the new location in North Branch. So what happens to a customer that's in a long-term agreement, and now they're moving midstream in that agreement to the new location, and now they have to get a new provider? What happens to the existing agreement? What would you guys think is kind of the outcome there?
You know, when we've negotiated it, me personally, I've always had a move clause put into the agreement, whether it's a business downturn or move clause where I'm either going to, you know, move my business because of expansion and I need to then move out of the area, or if there's a downturn in business and I might need to cut, you know, certain services. It's kind of one and the same.
Sure. In this particular example, by using a consultant and agent like myself, we were able to get them out of their agreement with no termination penalties because the logic on this was that the carrier wasn't able to service the new location. That's really not the customer's fault. The
right.
other way is to have that move addendum, which is very important.
And that's kind of that wild card. It might actually help you get out of maybe if you're in a relationship with a carrier you're not so excited about, it might be a way out of that contract as well if you're moving.
And this is another good point to kind of, when you're moving, now you can start fresh and reevaluate your contracts. This is why you want to work with Charlie.
Absolutely. and there's different strategies that when we talk about these different things, we'll talk about how to select or how we help you select the right telecom choice for either your new location or even an evaluation on your current services. So if you guys are moving, please give us a call. This is a perfect time to evaluate services, not only from a telecom perspective, but also from a phone equipment side, as well as their IT infrastructure. You can reach me at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. So we've talked about planning. We talked about getting everybody involved. We obviously, the importance of validating your telephone numbers to the new location. What about the facilities or what's available in that area? So once we've determined that you guys are now moving, it's all based on an address validation. What is your address and who are the service providers that are going to be a possibility for that? Do you guys want to kind of touch on that? And then I'll kind of jump in with my thoughts on...
Yeah, that can be a huge issue, especially if for whatever reason your business requires a large bandwidth, or, you know, we've been talking a lot about fiber. So what if you're in an area today and you're moving out of that area, but the new area doesn't have that kind of connectivity, but your business relies on it?
Sure.
You know, that's something that's got to be analyzed long before you're executing the decision to move. If your business needs a 20 or 50 megabit fiber connection, but the new location doesn't have it,
what do you do?
You're kind of in trouble if there isn't an alternative provider that can deliver that kind of service.
There are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of telecom providers that we have access to and that we've worked with over the years. And there's a lot of industrial or jobs parks that don't have a lot of choices for phone service.
Surprisingly.
It is what it is. Everything is based on your address validation. So knowing where you're going and knowing the requirements that you have ahead of time helps us plan for your move as far as a connectivity.
And I'll even say, Charlie, let's think about this in the planning stage.
Even in your business, guys, when you moved.
Before you sign that lease.
Yeah, it's what we did is we, of course, did address validation. We took our top five or six choices and went to a couple different vendors and said, what service is available here? Knowing that we're in a high bandwidth business, I mean, we need high bandwidth and a number of actually a couple different carriers. We went in with the expectations that we needed at least two different separate carriers for BlueNet.
Of large bandwidth because we're moving customers' backup data and that sort of thing.
So with that in mind, we were able to go through, and as we were looking at properties, we said, you know, we can include these in our list or we can eliminate these based upon, you know, verification of that address and what services were available.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to keep using this Air Lake Jobs Park, Air Lake Airport Jobs Park as an example. Really up till now, if your spend hasn't been, let's just say your customer spend, you're spending $500 or less in this area, so businesses in Lakeville. Really, your choices up till now, if you're spending $500 or less, have either been Frontier Communications, either like a broadband DSL or some type of DSL connection, or Charter Cable. That's all you had.
Nothing with a good SLA or you know, anything like that.
Just pick up the telephone, call the 800 number, and they'll order up service. And if they get it to you, great. Well, now if you know, obviously with the fiber connectivity, we have Nextera, WiMAX. Carriers are finding ways to penetrate areas and geographic regions because they know there's a high dense of customers that are needing connectivity and wanting choices in the marketplace. Rogers is another example. Primarily, it's been the CenturyLink MBARC, and there's a lot of industrial up in Rogers. They haven't had a lot of choices. Well, now you have Comcast up there. You've got Nextera up there. You've got Zayo and TW up there for fiber. There's just all sorts of different choices that you have, all based on an address validation. So again, if you guys have questions about moving your business, it's a perfect opportunity to evaluate your services, selecting the right number of connectivity that we can assist with. Please give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or you can always email charlie@telco warehouse.com. So here's another thought. What do you do with your current phone equipment?
Depends how old it is.
Well, we've seen a lot of it.
Trash?
We've seen a lot of it abandoned. I will say that you walk in, you're actually moving a customer into a building. You open up the telco room door, and all of a sudden, there's a whole room full of equipment, and it's
old,
abandoned.
Old phones.
Yes. That's a very good question. This is also the opportunity. A lot of times, when you do move, whether or not you choose to pick up a new phone system. And this is actually an opportune time to even look at going to a hosted phone system if it's right for your business.
Absolutely, because why? When you have a hosted VoIP system, the provider, you know, like a Velocity or some of these other providers that we've had on the show before, can provide your phone service, your internet connectivity, as well as the features and functionality of that phone system, and it becomes very, very turnkey because there's generally limited upfront capital or cost, and they're going to just show up and have it ready to go.
And they're responsible for providing the expertise to make sure it's configured and up and going. What if you have an older phone system? It's a few years old. Maybe you have a hard time finding a resource that even knows that system well enough to help you configure it or migrate it, and it's on you to find that resource and make sure that that gets done. Moving to that hosted kind of takes that off of your plate, especially when you're moving. The last thing you need is additional lists of things you need to be responsible for.
Yeah, and think if you're, you know, let's say you're an IT person, an IT person internally within the organization, or you're the controller, and you inherited this position from the previous person, and there's no manuals or no instructions. Where are you going for support?
Good luck.
Good luck. they're literally, it's like, they're out of luck. I mean, that's all I can say.
Hope your phones work.
Plus, there's also the fact of sometimes just picking up technology and moving it can have some detrimental effects. The thing fire up when you move it. Same problem with computers and servers. Sometimes they got so old and aged, they're sitting there, they're in your rack in that telephone room. You pick it up and move it, and you bring it back, it doesn't work.
We're going to cut over to break. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and we'll answer some more questions when we return.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
You don't need to go to the internet to get internet prices on bath aids. Hi, this is Chris Limbeck of Metro Medical. We rent bath aids at the best prices you can find anywhere. Metro Medical will work with you to get you anything and everything you need. We deliver right to your home within hours. Our Metro Medical staff truly cares. They are courteous, friendly, and take pride in making sure you get exactly what you need. For bath aids, scooters, lift chairs, or any other medical equipment, call your locally owned Metro Medical or visit us online at metromedical.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.